Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Horrible Harry and the Secret Treasure by Susie Klein, narrated by Johnny Heller and directed by Mark Avila.
Chapter 1. It all started at the school store. Whenever there is a mystery in room 3B, my friend Harry tries to crack the case. He thinks he's a detective, like Sherlock Holmes or Sergeant Friday on old-time TV. But this mystery, the one I'm going to tell you about, Harry didn't even try to solve. He didn't have to. Harry was the mystery. It all started on a Monday morning in February. It was Room 3B's turn to go to the school store. A small group of us who had money lined up at the door of our classroom. Naturally, Harry was first in line. "I know exactly what I want," he said, holding a fistful of quarters. "Me too," Mary said, standing behind him. She had a pink beaded coin purse.
"I'm getting a monster eraser," Sid added, holding a nickel in three pennies.
I didn't think he had enough money, though. As we walked down the hall, I checked my pocket. "I have 35 cents to spend," I said. "I think I'm getting the Red Rocket pen."
"Cool, Doug," Harry replied.
Then he flashed a toothy smile at the volunteer mom and two fifth graders who sat at the table in the hallway. One of the kids was in charge of the cash box. Two tall shelves of school stuff were set up behind them.
"I'd like one of the Magneto pals," Harry said, pointing to the top shelf.